Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to the Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship in Rancho Cucamonga. If you are new or are listening for the first time, we welcome you and we give thanks for allowing the Seed Christian Fellowship to be a part of your faith journey and your growing in grace. My name is Pastor Dave. And I am just blessed to have you a part of this program. We've begun a sermon series on Psalm 23. You can always go to our website and listen to many of our messages, or you can go to our YouTube channel at the Seed Christian Fellowship and watch some of our messages. You can also listen like what you're doing here on the radio. We're really blessed that you're a part of this program. Over 6 months ago, I was working up my preaching calendar for 2020, and this is really a daunting task for any preacher, and I pray every day for the Lord to impress upon my heart, soul, and mind what His people, the church, need to hear. I devote the 2 weeks after Christmas to seeking space and quiet time in order to put onto paper and put out a brief outline of my upcoming year. We studied the Psalms of Ascent during our Lenten journey to Easter, and now we're studying Psalm 23 as we journey to Pentecost. Lent is marked by the seven Sundays from Ash Wednesday to Easter, and Pentecost is marked by the seven Sundays from Easter on. For believers, Pentecost is the celebration and the birth of the church. This is our third message out of seven in our study. If you've missed any of them, you can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship and listen to them, or you can go to our YouTube channel. Have you ever thought about the amazing grace and the magnificent love of our Father? We have a Heavenly Father who restores our souls and leads us in right paths for His name's sake. Why would God, our Heavenly Father, send His one and only Son to be our Good Shepherd? That is a great first so what question for us as we reflect upon God's word for us today. Let us listen for God's word in a minute. Brennan Manning, I can tell you, is one of my favorite authors. He tells a story of his uncle who always said to him, "Our Father is very fond of me." As we work our way through this psalm, I want you to hear and know that our Father in heaven, is very fond of you. Before we read our passage, let us come to the Lord in a moment of prayer. Lord God, your love endures forever. We want to know our Good Shepherd in a real and personal way. We long for our hearts and minds and souls to be restored. Lead us on paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. That's Psalm 23. I would encourage you to go to John 10 at some point in time during this week. Go to John 10 and read the first 14 verses, John 10, 1 through 14. Jesus is telling them that He is the gate for the sheep, and the sheep know His name, and He knows their name. The sheep know His voice, and He knows their name, and He leads them out. And when He's brought them out, all of His own, He goes on ahead of them, and His sheep follow Him because they know His voice. It says there in John 10 that the sheep will never follow a stranger. Jesus also says that He is the good shepherd. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he says, I am the good shepherd. I have come to give life and life abundantly. What a wonderful promise that is. Life, abundant life. Over the past few weeks, we've studied this psalm. The Lord Yahweh is our personal God who never changes. That's what we learned last week. The Lord in Hebrew is Yahweh, and it means that he's personal. And God never changes. What a comforting thought to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What a consoling thought that our God is personal. We can claim him as our personal shepherd. Our good shepherd makes us lie down in green pastures and leads us beside the still waters. Have you ever thought about the image of God being a shepherd? Do you know that the early patriarchs of the Bible stories were all shepherds? Abraham and Isaac, Jacob and Joseph and his brothers? How about Moses shepherding his father-in-law's sheep on the far side of the wilderness? Maybe that's where you feel you are right now with this COVID-19 shutdown or stay at home, the far side of the wilderness. What about Amos, the shepherd, who was called to be a prophet of God? Wasn't the shepherds the first to hear the good news that Jesus was born? Weren't they the first to go and proclaim this good news? In John 10, Jesus says that he is the good shepherd. He will be the gate that protects us. Jesus will lead the sheep out to pasture and bring them back home. The sheep know the shepherd's voice and follow where the shepherd calls. Jesus, the good shepherd, will lay down his life for the sheep. These are powerful thoughts to pause and reflect upon as we prepare to break down verse 3. Is Jesus your good shepherd? That's a good question. There's no better time than today to ask Jesus into your heart. Ask Jesus, God's Son, to forgive you, to guide you, and call you by name today. If you're taking notes today, there are really 3 points: restoring, leading, and naming. I grew up in the farm country of Northern Illinois. While growing up, my 3 brothers and I spent many nights with our aunts and uncles who were farmers. One of my uncles had sheep and dairy cattle. The other uncle had pigs and raised corn and beans. The other uncle was a grain farmer with horses. During my time on the farm, I learned a lot about livestock and farming. I learned that when a sheep fell over or landed on his back, the poor sheep could not roll over on his own. The farming term for this is cast, C-A-S-T. If a sheep is cast, they lay on their backs until the shepherd or farmer comes and restores them back on their feet. It was not a matter of flip the sheep right side up. There was a process to this restoration. The shepherd reaches around the sheep's body and lifts up the cast down sheep, and the shepherd places the sheep between his legs and massages the legs of the sheep until all the circulation has been restored, and the sheep can now stand on his own strength. If the shepherd does not find the sheep soon enough, the poor cast sheep will lie down and die from the lack of circulation. I believe that this image of restoring the soul is what David is describing here in verse 3. The shepherd knows his sheep and will find them and restore them back to life. Even when we are helplessly flat on our back, our good shepherd will find us and restore us. I want to spend a few moments reflecting on the word restore. The word restore in Psalm 23 is one of the verbs in this sentence. Verbs are your action words. The verb restores in verse 3 is an active preterite verb, which means that the action is completed action, yet it is always continuing. Stop and think about the action of the Good Shepherd here. The Shepherd has restored our soul. It is done and completed. But the Hebrew language is telling us that the shepherd will always continue to restore our souls. What a word, restore. Did you know that restore is used 93 times in the Old Testament and 108 times in the New Testament? Jesus, our good shepherd, restores a crippled man's hand. Jesus restores sight to the blind. He restores life to the dead. I wish we had time to go and study these wonderful passages. One of my favorite restoration illustration is found in Psalm 51. King David, who wrote this psalm, had fallen and was now cast down. As King David had sinned by having an adulterous affair with Bathsheba, when Bathsheba is found to be pregnant, King David orchestrates the murder of her husband Uriah. If you want to look up this story, go to 2 Samuel chapter 11. David then pens Psalm 51, and he says in Psalm 51 verse 12, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Restore means to bring back, to return to a former condition, to repair, to mend, to furnish completely, to give back, to renovate. Wow. Did you hear all that? To bring back, to return to a former condition, to repair, to mend, to furnish completely, to give back, and to renovate. That's what the word restore means. Restore means to bring back, to return to a former condition. The shepherd wants to restore the sheep. The former shepherd, which is David, he was a shepherd, now he's the king. The former shepherd of the sheep is now king, and he has fallen. And he writes, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Listen, if God can restore a cast sheep like King David from his sins and failures, God can surely restore you when you have fallen and are cast down. This is the cry of verse 3 of Psalm 23. He restores my soul. If God can restore someone like King David, I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you've been cast down. Maybe you're cast down right now. What I want you to hear is the good news. The good shepherd will restore your soul. Cry out to him. Say, "Jesus, I want you to be my good shepherd. Forgive me of my sins. Restore my soul. Restore the joy of my salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and we're looking at verse 3 of Psalm 23. When a sheep is cast down, they will die unless the shepherd restores their soul and their circulation. I wonder how often are we cast down? Maybe during this pandemic, this worldwide pandemic and COVID-19, we are cast down. Psalm 42 says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Psalm 42:11. I marvel at our good shepherd impressing upon us to study Psalm 23. How many of us have been cast down lately? Does this worldwide pandemic have you cast down? Perhaps your sins have you cast down. Maybe stress has you cast down. Maybe sorrow over the death of a loved one, or a broken relationship, or the loss of a job has you cast down. Maybe just being locked in during the time of quarantine has you cast down. This message is for you. Cast down by sin, cast down by sickness, cast down by stress, cast down by sorrow, turn to the good shepherd who will restore you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. As we close point one, hear the psalm this way. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He brings me back. He returns me to my former condition. He repairs me and mends me. He furnishes me completely. He renovates me and puts me back on my feet. That's what the psalm says. Point one today, if you're taking notes, God is personal. He's my shepherd. Well, he is my shepherd, but he's also your shepherd. And he's a good shepherd. And a good shepherd is always about restoring you. Restoring. The second point is leading. Verse 3 says, he leads me in paths of righteousness or right paths for his name's sake. Just like the verb restore, the verb lead is also an active preterite verb. The action of leading has been completed in full and will now continue over and over again. The Hebrew word for lead is nakah, N-A-W-K-H-A-W, nakah, and it means to guide, to govern, to manage, to create an opportunity. I happen to have a few so what questions for us today. I always ask a so what question because what do these words really mean to us? How good are you at leading? How well do you follow the leader? Growing up, I had a hard time following the leader. I know you might find that hard to believe, but before I came to know the Good Shepherd, I listened to a lot of other voices and ideas. Those voices led me down a slippery slope. I was doing life like Frank Sinatra, my way. My way was not to green pastures and still waters. My path was not to paths of righteousness. My way was rocky, rough, unstable, and uncertain. In an uncertain age, when we do not know what will happen, we can rest and be certain that our Good Shepherd is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Our Good Shepherd will lead us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The first 27 years of my life, I was the leader I followed. Do you understand? I followed myself. I did my life my way. I did not listen to anyone but myself. At 27, I found myself on the brink of a divorce. My wife had given her heart to Christ. We had three small children. She was tired of me doing life my way. She had started doing life God's way. Jesus was leading her down right paths. To be honest, she scared me. She had this peace in her heart no matter what rocky paths I was choosing. She was following her Good Shepherd. For 2 years, my wife studied the Word of God. She started begging me, just read this one verse. When she'd handed me her highlighted Bible, I would put it down and on the table and say, I don't need this. And after 2 years of living this way, my wife called me at work and she said, I want to meet you at the counselor's office. If you show up, we will do marriage counseling. If you do not show up, we'll do divorce counseling. Reluctantly, I showed up. The counselor asked me, why are you going to do? Actually, the counselor says, what are you going to do with the pain you feel from your brother's death? Slowly but surely, I started working through my pain. You got it. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. I learned to follow a new leader, the Good Shepherd. I rededicated my life to Christ in 1981. I started reading the Bible with my wife. I went to Bible studies. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 were the first verses that I memorized. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge God in all of your ways, and He'll make your paths straight or paths right. I have learned through the years of following the Good Shepherd that I must daily commit my life to God. I have learned to trust God with all of my heart. I have learned that Jesus loves me so much that he went to the cross so I can live. I have learned to trust in the Lord with all of my heart, to acknowledge God, and God has made my path straight. I have served four churches and four different locations in my calling as a pastor. I know for certain that each church the Good Shepherd called me to for a season. And I heard the Good Shepherd say, Dave, do my work, listen to my voice, I will lead you on the right path. Nakah, leading, to guide, to govern, to manage, to create an opportunity. Do you need this? Do you need a Good Shepherd who promises to guide you, who promises to govern you, who promises to manage you, who promises to create an opportunity for you? Almost 40 years ago, I was sick of doing life my way. I thank God for my wife who followed the Good Shepherd, who shared the good news with me, even when I tossed her Bible across the room. Someday, David Peters, you're going to love this book, she said. This is what she would declare when she picked up her Bible off the floor. The Good Shepherd is doing the action in this psalm. The Good Shepherd is restoring. The Good Shepherd is leading. And the Good Shepherd is naming. Anis Baruti shares a story in the Syrian Shepherd book. One day, Baruti tried an experiment. He was out in the pastures near his home on Mount Lebanon, and Baruti came to a place where one of his shepherd friends was. His friend was with his flock, and so Baruti asked the shepherd if he would loan his cloak and headgear to him for a few minutes. Baruti asked the shepherd to go to a hiding place out of sight from his sheep. Baruti started calling the sheep as their shepherd had the habit of calling them, ho ho, ta ta ta. Baruti looked back to see if the sheep were following him. No, they had not even stirred. There was a look of fright on their faces. He called again, imitating the shepherd as much as possible, but the sheep did not move. They were pinned to the ground like statues. We may think of sheep as being dumb, dull, and nearsighted, but their ears are as keen as radar. They intuitively know and recognize the shepherd's voice and are not easily fooled. How about you? Do you know the shepherd's voice, or are you easily fooled? Hear the good news from John 10. But they never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice, John 10, verse 5. Sheep have good hearing and an excellent sense of smell. They have a natural inclination to follow their shepherd. Sheep recognize human and sheep faces. Sheep can remember the face of their shepherd for years. To have a closer relationship with members of their flock and become stressed when separated from their flock and their shepherd. Sheep can memorize their name. Do you know that if a group of three shepherds, each with 100 sheep, meet for an overnight campfire, that when the shepherds get up to leave, those sheep who belong to that shepherd also get up and leave? When the shepherd calls the sheep recognize their shepherd's voice and immediately follow. I think I know why. Do you? The shepherd does the action. The shepherd restores. The shepherd leads. The shepherd calls them by name, restoring, leading, and naming. Let those words from Scripture wash over you with the power of the Holy Spirit who inspired them. The Lord is my personal shepherd. I shall not want. My personal shepherd makes me lie down in green pastures. My personal shepherd leads me beside still waters. My personal shepherd restores my soul. My personal shepherd leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Jesus, our good shepherd, does not come to find you because you are so good at doing things your own way. Jesus finds us where we are because we are his. It is his name that matters. He promises to lead us in right paths, not because of your name, but because of his name. Open God's book. Open God's book and start highlighting. I wish I could show you my Bible. I've highlighted over and over again. I've highlighted one thing after another. And just read one psalm. I know if you do, you will love this book. Famous words to me, I know that you will love them too. Let us pray. Gracious God, we just give thanks that you are our good shepherd and that you restore our souls. We pray, Lord, that you would come today in the midst of our pandemic, in the midst of our panic, in the midst of our fear, in the midst of our doubt or shame or guilt. Come and restore our souls and lead us on paths of righteousness, right paths, so that we can walk with you for your name's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to know that your Heavenly Father is very fond of you. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.